Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
English anyway. English anyway. Yes, English anyway at all.
Английский на всякий случай. Программа 38. Сегодня мы продолжаем изучать настоящее совершенное время, узнаем об изобретателях и изобретениях. Но вначале Майк спрашивает Кита: «Ты журналист, не так ли? Журналисты пишут статьи в газетах. Журналист может работать в редакции газеты. Но это радиостанция. Итак, добрый день, но какая у нас сегодня программа? Мы рады, что вы задали этот вопрос, потому что мы знаем ответ, а вы нет. Это программа 38-я».
English, anyway. Yes, hello. But what is today's program?
I'm glad you asked that.
I'm glad you asked that.
I'm glad you asked that.
Glad.
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 And we are glad that Keith asked that question.
Why are you glad?
Because we know the answer.
And you don't.
It's program number 38.
It's the 38th program.
It's program number 38.
Thank you.
It isn't newspaper number 38. The Times is a newspaper.
The New York Herald Tribune is a newspaper.
The Daily Mirror is a newspaper.
And the Daily Express is a newspaper.
But this isn't a newspaper. It's a radio program.
So this is program number 38.
Not newspaper number 38. Keith?
Yes, Mike?
You aren't a journalist, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm not a journalist.
I'm not a journalist.
I'm not a journalist.
And Keith isn't a journalist.
Journalists write stories for newspapers.
And this isn't a newspaper.
So we aren't journalists.
This is a radio studio.
Not a newspaper office.
A journalist works in a newspaper office.
We are not journalists.
This is not a newspaper.
So we are not working in a newspaper office. Journalist?
Newspaper.
Newspaper office.
So this is program number 38.
А теперь мы познакомимся с Генри Тейблом. Тейбл, стол. Он спрашивает: «Это редакция газеты? Вы журналист? У меня есть для вас материал. Я необычный человек, я изобретатель. Поэтому я пришел к вам. Я добился существенного прорыва. Это будет вклад в нашу цивилизацию. Я изобрел... У этой вещи плоская поверхность, 4 ножки, и на ней можно писать. Посмотрите, вот рисунок».
«Я полагаю, вы собираетесь назвать это столом», — говорит журналист.
«Да», — отвечает Генри Тейбл, — «я подумывал назвать эту вещь столом». «Это будет хорошее название». А журналист отвечает: «Попробуйте изменить свою фамилию на мистер стул, мистер чэр, и тогда посмотрим, что будет».
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this a newspaper office?
Yes, it is.
Are you a journalist?
Yes, I am.
Good. I've got a story.
Well, I need stories. What's your name?
Table, Henry Table.
That's an unusual name.
I'm an unusual man. I'm an inventor.
Oh, yes? What have you invented?
I'm glad you asked. That's why I've come to see you. I've made a breakthrough, a significant breakthrough, a contribution to civilization.
Oh, yes?
I've invented a... Well, it's got a flat surface, and it's got four legs, and you can write on it.
Oh, yes.
Here. Look, here's a picture of it.
Hmm. I expect you're going to call it a table.
Well, yes. I was thinking of it. I was thinking of calling it a table.
Yes.
It would be a good name.
Yes, it would.
Hmm.
Try changing your name to Chair.
Chair?
Yes. Try changing your name to Chair and see what happens.
You're an unusual man, you've got an unusual name. You've made a breakthrough, now try changing your name and see what happens. You're an unusual man, you've got an unusual name. You've made a breakthrough, now try changing your name and see what happens.
А теперь, кто изобрел велосипед? Автомобиль, телевизор, газеты, радио. Изобретатели. Изобретение велосипеда было значительным прорывом. Стало ли оно вкладом в человеческую цивилизацию? По-моему, да, говорит Кит. Наверное, его изобрел мистер Байсикл.
«Нет, боюсь, ты ошибаешься», — говорит Майк. «По-моему, велосипед изобрел в 1645 году Джон Тисон, изобретатель».
«Oh, yes. Inventors. Who invented the bicycle?»
«Who invented the motor car?»
«Who invented television?»
«Who invented newspapers?»
«Who invented radio?» «Inventors invented...»
«Radio?»
«The motor car?»
«Television?»
«Newspapers?»
«And the bicycle?»
The bicycle was a breakthrough.
A significant breakthrough.
Was it a contribution to civilization?
I think it was.
Who invented it?
I'm not sure. I expect Mr. Bicycle invented it.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong. I believe a John Tison invented the bicycle.
Really?
He invented it in 1645.
A contribution to civilization.
Newspapers were a breakthrough.
A significant breakthrough.
Were they a contribution to civilization?
I think they were.
Who invented them?
I'm not sure. I expect a Mr. Newspaper invented them.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong.
Who invented them?
I'm afraid I don't know.
A contribution to civilization.
The motor car was a breakthrough.
Yes, it was. A significant breakthrough.
Was it a contribution to civilization?
I think it was.
I don't.
Who invented it?
I'm not sure. I expect a Mr. or perhaps a Mrs. Motorcar invented it.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong. I believe a Mr. Carl Benz invented the motorcar in 1885.
A contribution to civilization.
Television was a breakthrough.
A significant breakthrough.
Was it a contribution to civilization?
I think it was.
Who invented it?
I am not sure.
I believe... But I'm not sure. And Mr. J.L. Baird invented television in 1923.
A contribution to civilization.
And finally, radio was a breakthrough.
A significant breakthrough.
Was it a contribution to civilization?
I think it was.
Who invented it?
I expect...
I'm afraid it wasn't Mr. Radio Keith. I believe it was a Mr. Marconi. He invented radio, I believe, in 1901.
A contribution... To civilization.
В редакцию газеты приходит Генри Чея. Он изобретатель. Он рассказывает журналистке о своем изобретении. А она говорит, попробуйте изменить свою фамилию на мистер Бед. Бед – кровать. И тогда посмотрим, что будет.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the newspaper office, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You're a journalist, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Good.
You've got a story.
Yes, I have.
Well, I need stories.
My name's Chair, Henry Chair. It's an unusual name. I'm an unusual man.
You're an inventor.
Yes, I am.
And what have you invented?
I'm glad you asked that. That's why I've come to see you. I've made a breakthrough, a significant breakthrough.
You've made a contribution to civilization.
Yes, I have.
What is it?
I've invented a... Well, it's got a flat surface...
Has it got four legs?
Yes, it has. And you can sit on it.
Ah.
Here, look. Here's a picture of it.
I expect you're going to call it a chair.
Well, yes, I was thinking of it. I was thinking of calling it a chair.
Yes, it would be a good name.
It would, it would.
Try changing your name to Bed and see what happens.
Bed?
And see what happens.
Попробуйте изменить фамилию и посмотрим, что будет. Изменения. Changes. Можно поменять дом или квартиру, сменить друзей, вероисповедание, национальность или фамилию. Можно поменять работу. «Мне не нравится моя работа», — говорит Мэгги. А Кит говорит, «Попробуй поменять работу и посмотрим, что из этого выйдет». «Я подумывал сменить профессию музыканта на футболиста», — говорит Мэгги. Change. Перемены, изменения.
Yes, changes. You can change your job.
You can change your house or your flat.
You can change your friends.
You can change your religion.
You can change your nationality.
And you can change your name. You can change your name from Smith to Brown.
You can change your nationality from English to French or from Italian to Greek.
You can change your religion from Roman Catholic to Buddhist or from Muslim to Hindu.
You can change your job from journalist to inventor or from policeman to coalman.
And you can change your house or flat, and you can change your friends.
I don't like my friends.
Try changing them and see what happens.
Good idea. I was thinking of doing that.
Try changing and see what happens.
I don't like my nationality.
Try changing it and see what happens.
Yes. I was thinking of changing to Indian.
Try changing and see what happens.
I don't like my flat.
Try changing it and see what happens.
I was thinking of changing to a bigger flat.
Try it.
Try changing and see what happens.
I don't like my job.
Try changing it and see what happens.
I was thinking of changing from musician to footballer.
Good luck.
Try changing and see what happens.
I don't like my name.
Try changing it and see what happens.
I was thinking of changing it from Anna Barry to Barry Anna.
Try changing and see what happens.
I was thinking of changing my name.
I was thinking of changing my job.
I was thinking of changing my flat.
I was thinking of changing my nationality.
I was thinking of changing my friends.
Of changing.
Try changing and see what happens.
Кит говорит: «Здравствуй, Анна. Ты подумывала сменить имя, правда?» Анна говорит: «Да, поэтому я и пришла к вам». Come – прийти, глагол. Came – в прошедшем времени. Have или have come – настоящее совершенное время.
Ah, hello, Anna. You're thinking of changing your name, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That's why I've come to see you.
That is why...
I have come...
to see...
you. That's why I've come to see you, Keith.
Oh, hello, McGee. You're thinking of changing your job, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That's why I've come to see you.
That is why...
I have come...
to see...
you. That's why I've come to see you, Keith.
Come is the verb. Came is the past. Have come or has come is the present perfect. Oh, hello, Mike. You're thinking of changing your flat, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That's why I've come to see you.
That is why...
I have come...
to see...
you. That's why I've come to see you, Keith.
Come is the verb. Came is the past. Have or has come is the present perfect.
А сейчас в редакцию приходит Генри Бед. Он говорит: «Я изобретатель. Я сделал важное открытие, прорыв, вклад в современную цивилизацию». Он рассказывает журналистке о своем изобретении, а потом спрашивает, как ее зовут. «Мисс Клок, часы», — говорит она. Тогда Генри Бед предлагает: «Попробуйте сменить профессию журналиста на изобретателя и посмотрите, что выйдет».
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this a newspaper office?
Yes, it is.
Are you a journalist?
Yes, I am.
Good. I've got a story.
Well, I need stories. What's your name?
Bed. Henry Bed.
That's an unusual name.
I'm an unusual man. I'm an inventor.
Oh, yes? What have you invented?
I'm glad you asked. That's why I've come to see you. I've made a breakthrough, a significant breakthrough, a contribution to civilization.
Oh, yes?
I've invented a... Well, it's got a flat surface, and it's got four legs, and you can sleep on it.
Sleep on it?
Oh, yes, like this. Look, here. Look, here's a picture of it.
I expect you're going to call it a bed.
Well, yes, I was thinking of it. I was thinking of calling it a bed.
Yes.
It would be a good name.
Yes, it would.
What's your name?
Clock. Miss Clock.
Ah, try changing your job from journalist to inventor and see what happens. You're an unusual girl. You've got an unusual name. Now to make a breakthrough, try changing your job and see what happens.
Ну вот, на сегодня все. Всего доброго. До следующей встречи.
English fast, English low, English anyway. English high, English low, English anyway. English you can learn.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com. English anyway.